Welcome to 5 Minutes Pastor. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's such a blessing to be with you this morning, and I believe you're having a glorious time. I believe you had a wonderful sleep, and sending your questions. We're still answering questions, so feel free sending your questions, and your questions are being answered, really. I know you're receiving them one by one. It will come to you very soon. Hallelujah. Your answer will come to you very, very soon. So I want to share concern the fact that we've been called to function in the body of Christ. You see, apart from the fact that we've been called to look like Jesus, we've been called to function in His body. You see, if you read in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8, so we have something. There's a reason why we've been born again, and there's a function for us. Hallelujah. That's why we are not in heaven. See, the day you become born again, you don't die and go to heaven, because heaven is nicer than the earth. That's the truth. But why is God keeping us here? There's a reason for that. And that's what I'm trying to share with you and show to you, and help you find out how to fulfill your calling, fulfill what God has called you for. You see, because you do have a calling. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8, Paul mentions, he says, "Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints," Paul considered himself to be the least of all saints, "is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ." Then verse 9 says, "And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ." Then he says in verse 10, "To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord." You see, so God has a purpose, and He's showing us that purpose. Oh, I like this so much. It says, "To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God." So the manifold wisdom of God is going to be known by you and I. You see, because we are the church. I told you that we are the elected ones, and hence are the church. You see, we are the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we have a calling. And because we have a calling, we have a function, something to do. And the Bible is letting us know what exactly He has called us for. He's called us to look like Jesus, and He's called us to function in His body, because His body is for a purpose. You see, it is to the intent. His body is the church. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. Hallelujah. It is by us, by you and I, the manifold wisdom of God, the glory of God might be known by all the principalities and powers in heavenly places, both good principalities and powers and bad principalities and powers. You know, we have bad principalities and powers, and we have good principalities and powers. That is the angels of God. Then we have the angels of the devil as well. It is by us they might get to know the manifold wisdom of God. Isn't that amazing? So you have a function. You have to demonstrate the wisdom of God in a particular way. That is your calling, to show forth God. Hallelujah. To show forth God is so important. You know, He lets us know in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, He says, "We've been chosen by God, called by God, to demonstrate and manifest His glory." You see, the deeds, the glory, the manifold wisdom, the virtues of Him who has called us from darkness into His glorious light. Hallelujah. So you have a function. You are part of the body of Christ. If you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 12, it says, "For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be born or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." Hallelujah. Then it says, "For the body is not one member, but many." You see, everybody is part of the body of Christ. If you are born again, if you are called by God's Spirit, you are a child of God, you are born again, and you are involved in the body of Christ. You are in the body of Christ, and you have a function. If you don't function, the body of Christ is going to lose. You see, so you've been called to look like Jesus and to function in the body of Christ, to demonstrate His manifold wisdom everywhere. Hallelujah. For the principalities and powers to see and to know. So there's something you need to do. You've been called for. That's what I'm sharing with you. Praise the Lord. Now, in your efforts to achieve this particular, you see, probably you've been called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. It starts from a point. Probably you've been called to be a prophet. It also starts from a point. Probably you've been called to be a giver, because there's a ministry of giving. There are so many things that a lot of people have been called into in the body of Christ. You see, and that is the way, when you find where God has called you to be in the body of Christ. You see, we've been called to look like Jesus. But in looking like Jesus, we've been called into the body of Christ, to demonstrate Christ in a certain way in the body of Christ. That's what we've been called for. Hallelujah. And there's a way to go about it. And I want to help you find out how to go about it. What can delay you? What can prevent you from doing it? And what can aid you to achieve what God has called you to achieve? Hallelujah. Finding out what you've been made for is the number one way for success. Hallelujah. And I know you've been born for success. That's why God is bringing these things to you. Oh, hallelujah. I'm called. I'm chosen by God. And I've been called to look like a son. And I've been called to function in his body to demonstrate his wisdom wherever I go. Say this to yourself today. And watch your life get glorious some more. In Jesus' mighty name. I love you very much. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.